Hello, Pappy Army, and welcome to episode 12. Wow, I can't even believe I've already got 12 episodes. Technically 13, if you count the conspiracies with Pappy, which is still blowing me out of the water with our downloads. I mean, thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. I want to apologize real quick if I sound a little plugged up and all that, but living in Arizona gives me allergies quite a few times through the season where it warms up, cools down. It doesn't whether no, you know, decide if it's going to hit spring or not. So I do apologize for that if I sound plugged up. I want to thank you, everyone, again, for listening to my show. Again, Conspiracies with Pappy seems to be a hit. And it's, you know, we're receiving about 5 to 10 downloads a day of that show. So that is really, really cool. Thank you to everybody for that. iHeartRadio is currently reviewing Pappy Hour to be included in its syndication. So that's really cool to hear. And I've actually gotten some feedback from some people from other podcasts that are really chiming in saying, hey, you know what? Your podcast is really good. You know, and talking about me possibly jumping on their show, them jump on my show. So there might be some interesting things coming along. Also, right now, we're doing good with our YouTube. Ryan is Pappy. We now have 13 subscribers, but let's see if we can get a few more in there. I know that if everybody listens to this show was to jump on YouTube, Ryan is Pappy, and click that subscribe button, this show would go viral. I know it would, just because I have that many followers, and I thank you all for that. Also, don't forget, iTunes and Google Play Store. Our apps are being downloaded quite frequently, so I'm very, very excited about that. Thank you for everybody that's downloaded my app. And because I know you want me close to your heart all the time, and you're going to carry it around, so that way, you know, if you're in doubt, don't know what to do, you always think, what would Pappy do? And then you listen to my show. So there, I'm there for moral support too. Okay. There, anytime you need me, 24/7 on my apps. That's right. Plus, you can also reach out to me through those apps if you didn't know that. There's a way for you to email me through those apps. Give me some ideas for the show. Maybe comment on some of the topics that we talk about. And if you're one of those guys that likes to, or not guys necessarily, people's, that likes to argue about certain topics, let's do it. I'm game. I'm waiting to argue. Nobody wants to argue with me. Maybe Pappy's just that right. Maybe I make that much sense. I don't know. I need some feedback on the Ask Pappy. You know, if there's something you want to know, my theory, my take on it, and it doesn't necessarily need to be a full topic, but it, you know, we have that section called Ask Pappy. Send me your information, or at least your question, and I can get into it and talk about it. And it might even be something I might email you back and say, hey, you know what? Why don't you come on my show and let's talk about it together? That's right. And then you're part of the whole Pappy universe. It's like a league of superheroes. That's right. You want to be a part of the Pappy League of Superheroes. Ooh, Pappy League. I like that. Hashtag Pappy League. Now, hashtag Pappiness is actually going through the roof too, which is kind of cool. So thank you for everybody for tagging hashtag Pappiness. All right. So what's new with Pappy? Well, this last weekend, I went to Utah with Mammy. Now, Mammy lived in Utah for years, and I've been promising her to go. And of course, Pappy's kind of a lazy ass, and I like to sit on my ass watching video games, TV, playing on the computer, recording my episodes. And I got to tell you, it was an awesome experience. I mean, we went to a town, very small town. I want to say maybe 2,300 people, if not even that many. It's called Blanding, Utah. And it's kind of on the southeast corner, about 45 minutes to an hour away from the Four Corners area. But what was really cool, traveled from Phoenix, Arizona area up to there. So the scenery was amazing. When we left here, it was 71 degrees. When we got there, it was 20-something degrees. And then it gradually warmed up. But we got there at nighttime. And at nighttime, it's pretty darn cold. We got to drive through Monument Valley. I'm telling you, that is amazing. I've seen it on TV. I've seen it on, you know, memes. And I've actually seen it on artwork at some of the furniture stores and stuff like that. And I always thought, man, I'd like to visit a place like that. Well, guess what? I did. And I got a lot of pictures. That's right. So I'm actually in the process of trying to figure out how to get those looking really good. And I'm going to throw them onto It's Pappy Hour on Facebook. So if you're interested in looking at those, check it out. I might even do a small little video segment once It's Busted Jeeber comes up for WrestleMania in a couple weeks, and see if he can help me maybe, you know, do a video thing with that. So we'll see how that goes. I got to go see some amazing Indian ruins. I mean, I was blown away. I love history. I love, like, the ghost towns and the Indian history and the Indian artifacts, all that stuff. And I got to see these really, really cool Indian ruins. I think, and I'm probably going to butcher it, but I think it's called the Five Kivas. And, you know, it was really cool. The Anzanzi, I'm going to say if I said that right, Indians used to build their houses and stuff in the walls of the mountains and canyons and stuff, because it kept them safe from predators and, you know, those that were wanting to attack. And they called the Anzanzis spider people. So that was kind of cool. And if you think about it, you look at some of these and you go, how the heck did they get in there? It was pretty amazing. So the next time I go, I did get some video footage of it from a distance, because I'm not fully ready to take that hike and climb up into that, which I will be soon, because I am working on it. That's right. Pappy is going to get there, and it's going to be showcased on Adventures with Pappy. So that was really cool. Saw dinosaur tracks. I mean, you know, I've heard dinosaur tracks, but to actually reach down and touch a spot that you know for a fact that a dinosaur stepped in, and this has actually been certified and proved, this particular spot, by, you know, scientists and paleontologists and all that. And the two sets of dinosaur tracks that I got to see were of meat eaters. Now, I'm still trying to identify exactly what they were by their pictures, because it did not say that. Although there was a lot of Indian writing on the sign, so it may have said it in the sign in Navajo. But I'm not able to exactly tell you what that was. I got to see dinosaur bones at the ground, petrified wood. I mean, it was really cool to see the things I got to see. And I'm a rock hound. And if you know me, I collect the doofiest of rocks just because I think it's a cool rock. And, you know, it's funny, as Mammy has a sister, Colleen. Yes, that's right. I'm calling out Colleen. And she's got this thing where she picks up pretty rocks. So they're called Colleen rocks. So it's not really a rock with value. And one of her kids was walking with me. His name is Jace. And I was walking with her husband, John. And he's a bigger rock hound than I am. I mean, this guy is phenomenal. I mean, talk about wanting to have a bromance with somebody. This would be that guy if you're a rock hound. So we're hiking, and Jace goes, look, there's a mama rock. And I'm like, huh? A choline rock, just a nice, shiny little rock that's really not worth anything. Well, my dad, when I was younger, used to have a term for those rocks, because I would pick up every little rock that had the smallest little bit of shine on it. And he'd say, those are leverites. And eventually, you know, as I got older, I said, Dad, explain to me what leverite is. He goes, yeah, you leave it right where it is, because it ain't worth nothing. Yeah, so, you know, that was my term. So I got to share that experience. That was kind of cool. I mean, really did some hiking. It was a lot of fun. Went to this place called Bluff Fort. And it's going to be showcased on Adventures with Pappy for sure. And I'm actually really excited about this one, because I love that historical stuff. And this was like early Mormon settlers into the southeast area of the Mormon, Mormon settlers in the southeast corner of Utah. And what's interesting is they came from Salt Lake City and down, and they took, you know, wagons and all that, and they literally were only able to do 1.6 miles per day to get down there. So I thought that was really cool. But what was really neat is just, you know, I kind of brag that I'm a Hatfield, from the Hatfields and McCoys. And John, Mammy's brother-in-law, he's actually a Jones, which in that particular sense is one of the first settlers in the southeast area of Utah. And they still have the cabin where the family, you know, grew up, and it was really cool. So I can't wait to go back. You know, I'm definitely going to visit more of the areas there. The scenery, again, was amazing, and there was still snow on the ground, just a little bit up north to where, and actually in the town that we stayed at, because, again, small town like this didn't have much as far as accommodations or staying any place. So Mammy has a friend that owns a hotel in Monticello. And it's a Horsehead, a Blue Mountain motel, beautiful old motel. I mean, it was really cool. Loved it. The scenery was amazing. So, you know, I'm going to be talking about that in my show as well. So, well, not this show, but Adventures with Pappy. So that's what's new with me. I know that one was a long one, and but it really was a good trip. And trips like that for me, when I get to learn about things and see new things, is always awesome. Got to see last week Captain Marvel. That movie was pretty awesome. I mean, I really think that that was one of Marvel's best movies in the last few years. I mean, I love the Avengers films and all that, but this one was really, like, empowering for young girls and women, you know, to say that you can be the strongest superhero out there. You can be something special. And, you know, for my daughters, you know, I try to push that on them all the time. And, you know, this was really cool. So the Pappy rating on this one was a 5 out of 5. I suggest everybody go see that if you have not. It is definitely worth the big screen version. And then, of course, you know, if you're not into going to the movies, there's always, you know, getting it on DVD, which Pappy's definitely going to do, because I got to add that to my collection. So that was a good movie. Alrighty, so we've got some topics today that we're going to cover that I'm picking out. You know, I'm trying to find topics that I really want to tell my point of view with, and normally I talk about the beginning of the show, but I had to talk about my allergies and all that, and completely got off track. So we got 5 different topics we're going to talk about today. So the first one is a woman gets attacked at a Phoenix area zoo by a jaguar. Then we've got, is the movie Idiocracy coming true? And this is one that I did all on my own. Didn't research other than, you know, getting some basic information. Do vaccines actually cause autism and other medical issues? Do violent video games cause violent behavior? And that's always been a topic of kind of really good interest. And this one I found today, and that's one of the reasons why I'm putting this on the air today, is a mom of a popular YouTube show is arrested for abusing her adopted children to record the show. So it's kind of interesting, some of the topics we got. So let's get started, because I know you're anxious to see what Pappy has to say about things. All right, so we're going to talk about this woman that got attacked by a jaguar at a Phoenix area zoo. Now, this is not the Phoenix Zoo. This is kind of a private zoo, World Wildlife Zoo, in the Litchfield, Arizona area near Glendale, Peoria. And it's a very nice hotel, or not hotel, zoo, they do a lot to keep their people safe. So we've got to start with this dimwit. That's right, dimwit. Pappy said dimwit. Hashtag Pappy say dimwit. She decides to cross over a barrier to get a selfie with a jaguar. It attacked the woman, and she was in need of medical attention. She sustained non-life-threatening injuries to her arms, and because it reached through the little fence area and grabbed a hold of her. So, of course, you get into a domain of a wild animal, it's going to hurt you. It's called common sense, lady. Why don't you have that? I just don't get it. Now, due to the woman being a complete idiot and being irresponsible, the park is now receiving bad publicity, and people are calling for the jaguar to be put down. Now, did the jaguar get out and attack? No, it was still in its cage. Is it the jaguar's fault that the lady went over the enclosure? No. Now, they have this barrier that separates by several feet before you get to the fence where the jaguar is. So even if you were to put your arm over the enclosure, you're not going to touch the fence. You're not going to be in a danger zone. She literally went over that enclosure to get up towards the fence to get a selfie with a jaguar. So now the woman, at first, she comes forward apologizing for the issue. But then, is the damage already done to the park? The zoo has stated that we can promise nothing is going to happen to our jaguar. She's a wild animal, and where there is proper barriers in place to keep our guests safe, it's not a wild animal's fault when the barriers are crossed. And you know what? I totally agree with that. Now the woman has changed her story. She now claims she never crossed the barrier. She was not trying to get a selfie. She claims her injuries would be different if she was. And then she claims she did lean over the barrier. Now, we have tons of witnesses. And despite the large number of witnesses that we have, she still won't admit she screwed up. And all the witnesses that did the report said she went over the barrier. Not leaned over the barrier, went over the barrier. You can lean over that barrier, and I've seen the pictures of it, and still be fine. I'm a 6'5" guy. Almost said 6'7". 6'5" guy, and I can lean over and still be safe. So let me get this straight. Okay, lady, you screw up. You pass a barrier to get a selfie. And the animal gets a hold of you because you got too close. And it's the zoo's fault? It's the cat's fault? WTF, lady. Like Forrest Gump said, stupid is stupid does. Maybe you need to be covered in bubble wrap, lady, in a padded room. Yet you'll find a way to get yourself hurt and blame somebody else. Hey, she's actually calling now for the fence where the enclosure and the animal to be moved back further because of safety reasons. Well, hell, if nobody jumps over the barrier, then nothing's going to happen. But you know what I say? She might want to prepare for a lawsuit. Okay, this, you know, from the zoo. For slander, negative publicity, hell, even putting the animal's life in danger. Okay, lady, this is my take on this. I apologize. This is my take. If you hadn't been so stupid to go over a barrier, guess what? Your beautiful arm wouldn't have been touched. But you know what? You can't go on Amazon. You can't go on eBay and buy common sense. You either got it or you don't. And apparently you don't. So maybe just not leaving the house might be the best thing for you. I'm just saying. Hashtag Pappy's word. All right. Now, my next section here is the movie Idiocracy coming true? Now, I don't know if you've seen this movie. I've seen the movie, and I thought this is one of the dumbest movies in the world. It can never happen. Well, I'm changing my mind on that. All right. So, in 2006, a dopey-as-hell movie came out called Idiocracy. The movie stars Luke Wilson, Maya Rudolph, Dax Shepard, Terry Crews, and a bunch of other well-known actors. I apologize for that. So I'm going to give you the storyline. Now, this is a spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the movie and you don't want, you know, to hear about it, you might want to skip over about a minute and a half, 2 minutes of the show. But I'm going to do it anyway. That's right. This is Pappy's word. That's right. All right, so Officer Collins has been spearheading one of the U.S. Army's most secretive experiments to date, the Human Hibernation Project. If successful, the project would store its subjects indefinitely until they are needed most. So we got Joe Bowers, the first subject. Now, he's not chosen for being the smartest person, the strongest person. He's chosen because he is the most average guy in the military. As a matter of fact, he's a librarian in this movie. Scandal erupts after the experiment is done with Officer Collins and a prostitution ring that he claims to have run from there. So he's forgotten about for 500 years. And during the 500 years, human evolution has taken a downturn. After waking up due to the great garbage avalanche of 2505, he is arrested and submitted to an IQ test and finds he's the smartest guy alive. Even the computers are dumb. He's offered a full presidential pardon from, this. I'm not making this up, President Dwayne Alonzo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho. Yeah. And he's offered this presidential pardon if he could solve one of the country's biggest problems, the dwindling plant population. Plants are basically dead at this point. With the help of Rita, another that was in one of the pods, and she was actually a prostitute that was part of the scandal, and Frito Pendejo, hopefully I said that right, his lawyer, he saves humanity. During the movie, we see stuff like a favorite TV show among people called Ow, My Balls, a Carl's Jr. junk food vending machine that will actually call the police on you. Everything costs millions of dollars, even soda. So if you want money, you have to have billions. Millions of dollars is nothing. It's like an average dollar. There is a city-sized Costco. I mean, Costco is big enough as it is. I mean, it's almost a full day's hike to go through Costco. Can you imagine a city-sized Costco? Barcode tattoos to identify themselves and to track their currency. Brondo. Now, this is kind of like Gatorade. A drink advertised rich in electrolytes, and it's used for every purpose. Electrolytes. It's what plants crave. Electrolytes. It's what people crave. So they're even putting this stuff on their farms, feeding it to their animals, and everybody's drinking it. Brondo. So after fixing the plant issue with simple water, he becomes president. Now, what am I talking about as far as are we as a society coming to this point? Okay, society, we've seemed to have forgotten values, forgotten ethics, forgotten where we came from. TV shows where people purposely hurt themselves or put their lives at risk for no reason at all. People on YouTube putting their lives at risk just so they can get likes. Needing to only eat, drink, wear, drive what celebrities do. Children stuck on electronics, not learning about nature, history, and the land where they live. Getting butt hurt over every little thing. Constant complaining. Forcing laws to oppress others and take away their constitutional rights. Now, I admit I'm guilty of a few of these things. I allow my kids to watch too much TV, have too much electric time or electronic time on their iPads. And I'm going to change that, though, because now that I'm thinking about it and, you know, I'm wondering what I can do on my side. I've got to keep my kids down to earth. Yeah, I'm going to get them out in the desert like my dad used to do for me. Teach them to hike, shoot guns, the history of the area, anything I can. So that way, if, God forbid, we do have that complete governmental breakdown, which we're seeing happen, and the world gone to shit, and it's every man for themselves, my kids will be able to protect themselves. Sorry about that. So we need to work on our kids now. Okay, now, one of the things I thought was really interesting is, you know, I worked at McDonald's as a teenager. And when I worked at McDonald's as a teenager, I ran the register from time to time. And when somebody said, I want a Big Mac with no pickles, extra onions, no ketchup, or whatever the case may be, you really had to think about how to enter. And then when you came with change, you had to think about how to give change. And I look at the registers now, and it's a picture. And it's a picture of a Big Mac. And there's a picture of cheese, onions, bread, lettuce, ketchup, mustard, all that stuff. All they have to do is hit the pictures now. So they don't have to think for themselves anymore. They just got to look at the picture. Okay. I think we are getting too lazy, I guess you could say, as a society now. Because everything is so easy to get. It's in our hands. I mean, and I admit some things like that are actually good for us because it saves us time and money. And I get that. And that's great. But we need to prepare our kids for reality of the world. Because if we're not here to take care of them, who is? Okay, we're not going to get into this socialism stage with the Democrats, you know, trying to push, we're going to give everything away for free. It's not going to happen. There'll be total civil war before that happens. So we need to make sure that we take care of our kids and keep ourselves from becoming the movie Idiocracy. That's Pappy's word. Alrighty, the next one. Now, do vaccines cause medical issues? Now, I need to put a disclaimer in here because there's somebody out there that's going to complain and try to say my information is incorrect or I led them to believe something that is not true. I am not a doctor. I am not a lawyer. I am not a scientist. I am not making any medical claims. My information that I have has come through research of the CDC, the WHO, World Health Organization, and other governmental organizations that talk about vaccinations. Now, I've even looked into private studies and doctors' websites about vaccinations as well. So I've read pros for not vaccinating or giving your kids vaccines. And I've read cons. I am a pro-vaccine person. Now, Arizona has just literally become a pro-vaccine state. And I agree with that 100,000%. Because I've done my research. I don't just look at a meme and go, okay, well, that meme tells me what the world's going to be like. I need to do what that meme tells me to do. No. I've got this thing that separates my ears from each other. It's called my head. And inside my head, I've got a brain. And in my brain, I've got common sense. And with my common sense, I research things before I jump to conclusions. Okay? So, since there, and I've really got into it because there have been a few cases of measles and mumps in Arizona where I live. And so I thought it might be a good idea to cover this issue. Okay? Many parents are foregoing vaccinating their kids due to overstimulating false medical reports that vaccines can cause autism and other medical issues. Most side effects from vaccines are mild, such as soreness, swelling, or redness in the injection site. Some vaccines are associated with fever, rash, or achiness. Now, sometimes there are serious side effects, but they are very rare. It may include a seizure or life-threatening allergic reaction. So just like any medications that we can take, there are some risks, especially if you're taking it for the first time. Now, scientists, medical doctors from all over the world have done extensive testing and have proven the link to vaccines to autism and other medical issues is false. That's right. And that's not my opinion. That's a medical proof opinion. Okay. The CDC and WHO and many, many, many countless doctors. Now, there are doctors that still claim that it does. But the scientific proof has proven vaccines do not cause autism. Vaccines do not cause other medical issues. And there's several misconceptions in regards. Wow, sorry about that, folks. That was a big one. So there's several misconceptions that I'm going to cover. Now, the majority of people who get diseases, okay, some, now this is one of the misconceptions, okay? The majority of people who get diseases have been vaccinated. First, no vaccine is 100% effective, just like no medicine is 100% effective. You can even take a Tylenol and it might not be effective. To make vaccines safer than the disease, the bacteria or virus is killed or weakened. For reasons related to the individual, not all vaccinated people develop immunity. So it is a current medical condition that exists that unallows people to develop that immunity. So pre-existing conditions. Okay. Now, there are also different strains. So you might get the flu shot, but then there's a different strain of flu going around. You're probably going to get that strain because there hasn't been a vaccine for that strain. People don't think about that. Okay, here's another one. Giving an infant multiple vaccines can overwhelm the immune system. And I've heard that time and time again. Matter of fact, as a new parent, I actually thought that too. I'm like, wow, if we're giving so much, are we going to really kind of overdo things here? Okay. Babies begin being exposed to immunological challenges, so immune challenges, immediately at the time of birth. Vaccines actually only use a small portion of the baby's immune system. Okay. Today's vaccines actually contain fewer antigens, which are sugars and proteins, than those years ago. Okay. Natural infection is better than immunization. Okay, that's another one. Natural infection does not cause better immunity than vaccinations. However, allowing yourself to get the disease naturally, the price paid can be paralysis, permanent brain damage, liver failure, liver cancer, deafness, blindness, loss of limbs, death, and it's even scientifically proven that you can get the disease over and over again. Just because you had the disease doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Just saying. Now, there are some that you can get. For instance, chickenpox. Once you get it, you're kind of immune to it. But then you can get the adult form of it. And it just blew my mind exactly. Shingles. There we go. Ba-boom. Pappy's got it all. So, you know, there's different ones that you might develop some immunities to. But it's very unlikely. And you risk getting over and over again. Especially the flu. The flu is a big one. My business, my line of business, we have a nasty flu season and it hurts businesses all over the world. Now, people say, I don't need a flu shot because, you know, I'm not going to get the flu because I've had it before. Wrong. Hey, the flu mutates every year, gets stronger, stronger, stronger. I honestly believe we're going to get to the point where we're not going to be able to battle it anymore. But we'll see. But a flu shot is a good preventive step to most likely keep you from getting that strain of flu. Just saying. Here's another one. The ingredients in vaccines are harmful. Okay. So here's a few of the ingredients that have been what I call falsely accused of being harmful ingredients in vaccines. Okay. Thimerosal. It causes autism. Okay. Thimerosal is found in some flu vaccines. Multiple studies have shown Thimerosal does not cause autism. And it's been proven time and time again by the CDC. Aluminum is another one. They say aluminum is bad for you. Okay, if you eat a roll of aluminum foil, then yeah, it's going to be bad. Aluminum is used in some vaccines as an ingredient. It improves the immune system. It actually makes your immune system stronger. This allows us to use less antigens, sugars, and proteins. It is also the most common metal found in nature. It's in the air. It's in the food. It's in our water. Infants get more aluminum through breast milk or formula than they do vaccines. Most of the aluminum taken into the body is quickly eliminated. So aluminum obviously isn't a problem. About formaldehyde. Now, yes, formaldehyde is used for embalming bodies and all that stuff. It is true. But it's also used for many, many other things. It's used to detoxify diphtheria and tetanus toxins, or to inactivate a virus. The tiny amount which may be left over from the steps in making the vaccines is actually safe. Formaldehyde can be found in products like paper towels, mascara, and carpeting. And it's known and proven humans normally have formaldehyde in their bloodstreams at higher levels that you would actually find in a vaccine. Then we've got additives such as gelatins, erbium, sucrose, lactose, MSG, and glycine. Okay, they help the vaccines stay effective while being stored. And there's never been any proof of those causing issues. We got another one, another myth. Mandatory vaccination violates our civil rights. Now, Massachusetts enacted the very first mandatory vaccination law in the U.S. in 1809. Vaccination laws have been found to be constitutional in U.S. courts. The big case concerning this was Jacobson versus Massachusetts in 1905, where the U.S. courts sided with Massachusetts, saying it is not violating any civil rights. And it's proven fact that unvaccinated children often have to stay home from school or daycares during outbreaks. And then there are so many other myths in regards to vaccinations that you really need to reach out and read for yourself, study for yourself, educate yourself. Go to the CDC's website, WHO, you know, Google vaccinations, pros and cons, anything you can, educate yourself. Now, My take on this, I think everybody should be vaccinated. Kids should not be let into schools unless they've received vaccinations. There is too much at risk, too many lives at risk, and I think parents are risking their kids' lives and doing them an injustice by not getting them vaccinated. That's my take. Now we get to talk about video games, and this is one that I see so much through the news and reports, and I've seen a lot of people complaining on Facebook about video games being so violent they cause most of our issues in society today. Okay, if there was a way to reach through Facebook and slap somebody, that would be the time to do it. Okay. And this topic has been going on for years and years. And honestly, I cannot personally see how video games cause violent behavior. It's said that more than 90% of children in the U.S. play video games, some sort of video game. 85% of the games on the market contain some sort of violence. And that could be somebody falling off a rock and you lose a life. That is violent. It could be Pac-Man biting a ghost. That is so violent. Oh, that offends me. Not really. So there are some arguments against the claims that video games cause issues. And these are arguments that, again, I've researched. And some of these I've kind of put my take into it. But I'm, again, not a legal expert. I'm not saying that, you know, this is 100% proof but I firmly believe video games do not cause violent issues. So let's look at some arguments. Okay? And these are proven facts. You can look them up. Sales of violent games has significantly increased, while violent juvenile crime rates have significantly decreased. It's been shown murders committed by juveniles has dropped 76%. Physical fights dropped 43% over the years. Now, studies claiming a causal link between video game violence and real-life violence is flawed. Many of those studies failed to control the factors that contribute to children becoming violent, such as family history, mental health, family upbringings. Plus, most studies do not follow children over a long period of time. It's usually over an hour or two. And then all of a sudden, if a kid acts out, it's a violent game. The U.S. Supreme Court even ruled that violent video games do not cause youth to act aggressively. In 2011, Brown versus Entertainment Merchants Association, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that California could not ban the sale of violent video games to minors. Okay. And it's proven, and I kind of use it too, violent video games allow players to release their stress and anger in the game, leading to less real-world aggression. The Journal of Adolescent Health found that children, especially boys, play video games as a means of managing their emotions. Of those that were interviewed, okay, 61.9% of the boys played to help them relax. Okay, and they were able to pick multiple things on there, okay? So not just one, they were able to pick multiple. 47.8% say it helps them forget their problems. 45.4% helps them get their anger out. And video game players actually know the difference between real violence and video game violence. By age 7, children can distinguish fantasy from reality and can tell the difference between video game violence and real world violence. Kids see fantasy violence all the time. Just movies, TV shows, Harry Potter, Minions, Bugs Bunny, many other cartoons on TV. Now, I believe violent video games actually decrease crime because people are too busy playing the games instead of committing violent acts. Now, here's my take. I've been playing video games since the Atari 2600 was out. Not one time have I thought about doing what I played in the games to other people. I work a stressful job. Gaming has always been an outlet for me. Video games do not cause violent behavior. People cause violent behavior. If you disagree with me and you want to debate this, let me know. Send me a message to the app. Reach out through me. It's Pappy Hour on Facebook. And maybe we could set up a interview and argue this out. That's just my take. All right, this next one. This one really pisses me off. So this is probably the most rant. Now, there's going to be a few choice words in this one because emotions will come out on this particular issue. A YouTube mom accused or arrested, actually, of making or of abusing her children to make a YouTube video. So the YouTube channel, The Fantastic Adventures, okay, it's a YouTube show which has over 250 million views with a cast of 7 adopted children that cover silly topics and charming lo-fi visual effects. It's been around since 2012. Okay. Now, it's not charming. It's not fun. It's not all that you see in these videos. Because the children have told a different story. A welfare check last week tells a horrific story of which the mother would withhold food and water for days at a time, pepper spray them, force them to take ice baths, and lock them in a barren closet. The children state they are disciplined if they do not recall their lines or do not want to participate in the videos as they are directed to. They even say their mom took them out of school so they can keep filming their show and that they haven't been to school for years. So we have Michelle Hobson, 48 years old. The mother was arrested for 2 counts of child molestation, 7 counts of child abuse, 5 counts of an unlawful imprisonment. Her adult sons, Logan and Ryan Hackney, were also arrested, and they faced 7 charges each for failing to report crimes against children. All 3 of them right now are being held without bond, and I agree with that. The mother, of course, is going to deny all these accusations. Ryan Hackney has invoked his Miranda rights, the 5th Amendment, right to remain silent. Logan, one of the brothers, stated the children were locked in the closet, pepper sprayed, and forced to take ice baths. So he's admitted that the crimes have happened. Now, this particular YouTube show posts a new show weekly and boasts nearly 800,000 subscribers. With titles like The Floor is Lava, Escape the Babysitter, each of the 10 to 15 minute episode features the family of cute children in lightsaber battles, turning into superheroes, or attempting to steal cookies. Now, the reason for the welfare check came after getting a tip from one of the mother's adult daughters who said one of the children said they were being abused. During the welfare check, one child was found in an unlocked closet, which had a locking mechanism, and this child was only wearing a pull-up diaper. It did not say how old that child was. The other 6 children appeared to be malnourished. One of the children drank 3 16-ounce bottles of water within 20 minutes and said that he had been pepper sprayed. Another child said she was extremely hungry and was given a bag of chips that she refused to eat because she was afraid her mom would smell them on her breath. They did find 2 cans of pepper spray in the mother's room and a closet with a bare floor with nothing in it and a locking mechanism. In follow-up interviews, one child told of how they were kept in the closet for days at a time with no food, water, or restroom. Another child said, I either get beat with a hanger or belt or a brush or get pepper sprayed head to toe. One child said the mother would pinch the tips of their private areas until it would bleed. Another child said she had been pepper sprayed. Now, this is a she. In her private area, and was in pain for 4 or 5 days. Now, YouTube has stated that if found guilty, this show will be removed. Now, I'm also hearing through news now that the show has been removed, and I was unable to find it when I looked it up a few minutes ago, so I'm hoping that is true. Now, what the hell is going on? This woman and her 2 sons deserve to have the living hell beat out of them. Adopting children to enslave them to make you a YouTube star? Give me a damn break. All 3 of them need to be put in general population, because I can guarantee you they're not going to last a day. Now, this show has made a lot of money through YouTube because the more when you get to a certain subscription level, you could start making money. YouTube has said there will be no more monetary gains from this show made. Thank God. Michelle, Ryan, Logan, you are scum. Karma is a bitch. And it's going to bite you in the ass, and I hope it bites you hard. I hate it when I see on the news crimes against children. Now, I normally never wish pain on anybody, but people that commit crimes on children, I wish you the most excruciating pain in hell that you could possibly imagine. Just say, wow. Alrighty. So now to kind of change the topic a little bit and get it a little bit more fun, my story of the week. So my four-year-old started soccer just yesterday, actually. And so we bought our soccer outfit. We got our soccer shoes, socks, shin guards, soccer balls. We're ready to go. I mean, I think I'm more excited than she is. And it was so awesome watching her run around on that field. Playing soccer. Now, at this level, at four, they don't necessarily have skills yet. So it's a bunch of kids chasing a soccer ball around. And I felt kind of bad because she was getting frustrated because she wasn't able to have the ball all the time like we do when we play in the backyard. And so it's a little bit different for her, but I think she's going to enjoy it once she plays it a few times and gets to know her new soccer friends. So her team name is T-Rex. So you, from time to time during the shows, you're going to hear about T-Rex updates because, you know, as a first-time soccer dad, I mean, I played soccer when I was a kid, and I'm hoping that I'm not one of those obnoxious soccer dads. Now, I know I'm not going to be one of those violent soccer dads that go off on everybody, but I'm probably going to be very vocal and cheering for my girl. So, you know, good luck, baby girl. Go Team T-Rex. All right, so I've got a couple random thoughts for you for this week as we start winding down the show. Okay, now listen to these very close, and then I'm going to point out where the joke is, okay? Turning vegan would be a big missed stake. Did you get it? Missed stake. You missing the stake. Mistake? Whew. Hopefully that's not flying over your head right now. All right, how about this one? Crushing cans is soda pressing. Get it? Soda? Soda can? Or so depressing? Oh, my God. Hopefully you're catching that. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you know. Alrighty, so that's it for my show this week. I thank you all again for listening. Again, I am so appreciative for every single person that listens to my show. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the feedback and for the downloads. And please continue sharing my show with your friends. Maybe, you know, from time to time, you know, post it on your Facebook if you can, and if it's something that you really liked, so that they can, too, you know, hear the wisdom of Pappy. Take care of each other, and remember, we are all in this world together.
They don't like our traditions. You say we've done you wrong. Why don't you pack up your bags and take your ass back home? This is my home. And son, I'm mad as hell. I think whooping your ass is worth a couple nights in jail. There's a million pissed off rednecks just like me. And we're all sick and tired of this bullshit called PC. I guess you didn't know, but you don't mess with General Lee. If you have a right to burn my flag, then I have a right to kick your ass.